Good morning and welcome to day 18 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and this morning I've moved to the conference room, another of our classrooms, a place where we have meetings, but also a place where we'll have Bible studies and actually gather in this space every Tuesday, almost every Tuesday, for text talk to discuss the sermon text for that coming Sunday. We're continuing to talk about the second keystone habit, which is study scripture, and that's one of the reasons we're in this place where we study scripture together. And our theme for today is you are what you eat. That which we take in becomes a part of us, very literally. Eugene Peterson wrote a book called Eat This Book, which sort of draws our attention to that idea that which we take in, we become. A friend of mine, a scholar, a biblical scholar, made the comment that that's one of the reasons we have communion every Sunday, because we take in the body and blood of Jesus Christ in order that we might become more like him. So we take the scriptures, the Old and the New Testaments, and we ingest them. We take them in, not just to be fed, but to be transformed. Pastor Zach talked about the difference between studying facts, studying things to just know more information. He talked about Edison's test that he would give potential new hires, asking how many random facts they knew were the answers to these questions. To be honest, I didn't do too well on that test either. As we said, what did he list? Maybe six questions, and the answers were in the footnotes. I think I got 33%. However, when we study scripture, we're not in the process of just trying to memorize things and just trying to learn things, but to be transformed. Be transformed by God's holy word, this sacred text. If you're a person who struggles to sit down and read and to focus on something, I invite you to consider or think about the context where you don't struggle to sit down and read. What are the things that you connect more with and they are easier for you to read? I read a lot of crime thrillers on my Kindle when I'm on the treadmill or reading for pleasure. I do read a fair amount of theology and the Bible as well. Our son used to complain that he didn't know how to study. And the irony was that he would pore over these books about Pokemon, and he would study them. But it didn't feel like studying to him because he was enjoying what he was reading, and he found that information useful. I didn't find that information useful at all. But as he could read about what the strength and the characteristics and the ratings of each of these Pokemon characters, so that he could compare one to another and talk about them with his friends, poring over those books didn't feel like study to him. It just felt like a good use of his time. My prayer for you is that you develop a similar relationship with the Bible, that it wouldn't feel like homework or something, an assignment for you, but that you would want to enter in to learn more, that you might be able to have similar conversations with your friends, not about Pokemon characters, but about what you're reading and what that is prompting for you. The questions it raises, the assurances that it provides for you. One of the challenge, or the today's challenge by Pastor Zach, is to find a passage of scripture that speaks to you. A couple that speak to me are Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I remember really connecting with that when I was on staff at Mount Cross, the Lutheran camp here in the nearby in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And be still and know that I am God from Psalm 46:10 was a part of my seminary journey, and is a passage that has stayed with me. What are passages of scripture that stay with you that you come back to and are a form of connection and assurance for you. That's a challenge for today. And when you think of those, I encourage you to share those with your small group or others in your life. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day 19 of the Being Challenge.